Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Daily Calendar with the Ultra Lord, your mother's favorite producer. I'm sitting next to Billy Grahams, Free States artist. Are you still rapping, actually, before I even give that kind of...
Yeah, man, you know what it is. I had to just take, like, a little sidestep from the game, but...
Where have you been hiding, bro?
Hey, man, doing other businesses ever since the COVID hit, man. You know how it is.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so... Only strive to survive, strive for success, man.
The crazy thing is, for me, it's been like, what, a year, 2 years since the last time I heard like your music. The last time I heard about you was on that other music video you dropped with, who's that, the other cat that you were on with?
Hey, man, I have a lot of songs.
True. But actually, I've been hearing about you as well through Chubbs as well. Like your production on some of the beats that he came through over there. You've been killing it, bro. Killing it. I appreciate it. For everybody over here, welcome to level one, baby. We're back on level one now, so we can at least go outside. Congregate and enjoy the lifestyles and everything over there. Unfortunately, we still have to wear masks unless you've been vaccinated. Have you been vaccinated, my bro?
I haven't been vaccinated, but
I don't even know what vaccines are. But don't put it over there. We got my boy Enzo, the DJ, at the back. I don't know.
Can they see me?
They can see you now. Right. So we got Enzo over there as well. So we're gonna have quite a lit hour. We have questions and everything that we have set up, and we're just gonna chill and have a conversation with Billy Grahams right now, actually. But before we go anywhere, I actually want to jump in this side on the computer and check out one of your tracks. For the people who haven't heard your music in a long time, you know what I mean? We gotta have a quick refresher course, you know what I mean?
True that.
Well, man, you seem a little bit nervous, bro. What's up? What's up, man? What's up?
I think it's the drink, bro.
It's Chugs. Gold chain, all this not the saga, brother. I wanna get wrecked, so I wanna run up. OG say I gotta run up. Grind every day till the sun up. Find your own way and ask your father to show you new things, stay undercover. Cause diggers what you did once you passed their mental. Be on guard, carry heavy metal. So when they come for you, you just fire. Young king has to go up higher. Sexy girls call a nigga shabba. Always move their body when I roll up the blunt. At the end of the night, they just give up the cunt. Count 2, 3, let the booty pop up. Only AC for youngies ever breathe. Chilling on the balcony, puffing good weed. Dab. Paper. I'm just trying to get some paper. Paper. I'm just trying to get some paper. Paper. I'm just trying to get some paper. Paper. I'm just trying to get some paper.
Billy, paper. I'm just trying to get my paper. You can find me in the streets rolling on this beat.
So that's paper. Like I fucked with that. I really fucked with that track, actually, like with the whole paper thing. I recorded some of the parts here in the studio. You'd be surprised how many people actually recorded in these four walls we've had.
Yeah.
A lot of creations we made over here, man. So it's been actually crazy. But one thing I want to talk about, man, I don't want to really talk about music or just talk about your life. I know this is your thing, but have you ever had any experiences with OnlyFans?
Explain that. Like, what do you mean OnlyFans?
Do you know what OnlyFans is?
I know what fans is.
What, do you know what OnlyFans?
Nah.
He doesn't know what OnlyFans. Put in the comment put down in the comment section if you know what OnlyFans is. Put 777 or OnlyFans. Yeah, then we know. Explain to the guy what OnlyFans is. But anyway, OnlyFans is like it's a website where only your fans can really get premium content from you. Whatever content you decide it is.
Oh yeah, I do have those. I definitely have those.
So you're on the OnlyFans tip. Because there was like not so long ago, they put a ban now because they're stopping the sex workers and prostitutes from putting their content on online and shit like that. But it's still the same regardless. Yeah. I mean, like, whether or not we'll find other places to get it and things like that. But now a lot of people are losing money and stuff like that. I had a friend who wanted me actually go on OnlyFans, but not necessarily for for that.
Yeah.
But more of get my music over there and get like the people who really want to pay the premium stuff like that, because of the whole everything is growing and all that kind of stuff. But I also recommend you, man, jump on the OnlyFans tip, bro.
Hey, man,
you can maybe DJ with your shirt off or something like that. You know, I don't know if you, you know, you're down for that go kind crazy of stuff.
But nah, I do have those, you know, like OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm.
Before like releasing a product, the god like gave me a certain feedback.
All right,
and then
cool.
Oh, are you talking about the adult industry?
No. But just to say, like, you know how much money like porn stars make. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Like, I'm like I said, considering jumping towards that thing, but not necessarily doing that. But man, how long have you been in Volcom now? When did you move back?
I moved back in 2017.
That was experience of the transition from being in Johannesburg and Pretoria.
Hey man, when I came back, like, I was going in a phase in my life where, like, it wasn't like, you know, I was like kind of depressed.
Yeah.
So like I decided to come back home because I was like restless.
Mm-hmm.
Like doing music on a daily basis, I didn't have enough sleep, I was like not stable, you know. So I came back, you know,
mm-hmm.
and then when I came back, Murdoch, came with a proposition for me, and then like he had an NGO going on. After that, I was a sound engineer, producer for his NGO. Business didn't go well, you know, we had our own conflicts. Court cases, you know.
Court cases. When you're in court, my man.
Yeah. Hey, man.
What happened, bro? We can't talk about.
Yeah, you know how it is when you start like when you start Shook Knighting.
You guys didn't know they used to call me the Shook Knight of Vulcan. So
you know how it is when you start Shook Knighting, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then after that, I started like venturing out on my own.
Yeah.
Build my own business, and then one business turned to two businesses turned into a whole lot of businesses. And then
what I think I like about you, my man, you keep the hustle, you keep pushing, dog.
Hey man, how else,
you know what I mean? There's like these past 2 days where we've just been chilling and everything like that, you have never mentioned a business idea to me.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's the kind of things we need. Like, those are the kind of people that we need around our lives and stuff like that. I don't want...
Most definitely, bro.
Like I said to you, I don't want anchors in my life. Yeah. We need engines, people to push, you know what I mean? Like, I want to see us when we're 30.
And when we look back and...
Yeah, like, we were broke then. But now, like, look at my new diamond ring. Yeah, I just bought
it.
This is the 30 million ring over here, man. I just bought it because I had change. Kind of vibe, you know what I mean? But that's cool. So... if you had to compare the vibe from the artists in Pretoria to Joburg, how are they compared to over here? How's the push? How's the...
hey, man.
The energy, let me just say that.
Them homeboys there in Joburg, they push.
Mm-hmm.
In Pretoria, they push, you know, like... but when I came back here at Volcom, like when hip-hop...
yeah.
The hip-hop scene in Volcom was like kind of like growing... you know, so like when I came back, there was a whole lot of shit popping out.
Yeah,
you know, and we got you as well. Got shit popping, you know. Shout that out. I much respect.
Yeah,
respectfully. Yeah,
thank you, my man.
So like, So when I came back, I was pushing a whole lot because I started focusing a whole lot on content. What can I do?
Yeah,
I remember I used to like have like. I used to hustle, like do hard labor to invest in my music, get like equipment, and then I would literally like be my own director, be my own photographer.
Shout out. Can we clap for the nigga over here, like, people? Can we clap for the nigga? Please. Yeah.
So like at the time, like there was a whole lot of work. But now 2021, I see like a whole lot of artists dumbed down a bit.
Mm.
I see a whole lot of DJs now.
I think that I feel like people are just, they're more willing to pay for a DJ.
Yeah.
Because a DJ can do they can perform for 4 hours and not complain.
Yeah, and like, you know, yeah.
Compared
and
to an artist. a 4 hour performance on an artist. That's you paying top dollar for that, man. Please pour me some of this cold drink off screen. You know, they're not sponsoring us for this, so we don't give free promo.
We don't give free promo.
So tell me about the story. Who did you meet in Pretoria? Who would say was like a good influence for you? That side.
Yeah, that's a very good question, because you know how life is in the city, bro. Like, life just moves fast and you kind of like meet a whole lot of people on a daily basis. But 2016, when I went there to go study music and sound engineering and all of that, there was this other one guy that used to come to like the campus, the studios, you know,
yeah,
on a daily basis. And he didn't like school there.
He was just there.
Yeah, he was just there because he's just like,
he liked the vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
Did he pay for that or was it just like a?
No, like he would come with these like artists, like a well-known producer that side, Banger Beats Maniac.
Yeah.
He's a hard worker. So like when I got there, I got to meet him and like we started doing music together. He's like the kind of, he's the guy that motivated me to like actually like take this shit seriously.
Yeah.
So like much respect to him. And then I have like a whole lot of artists, you know, where like I used to like hustle and grind with that side.
Yeah.
That like I hold dearly, but I won't mention any names right now.
So would you say who influenced you to do music?
Like
Let's make it easier first. Who influenced your style of music now? Because you have a very trap kind of style, but then you always add like singing elements to your song. That's how I know you. You always there's always gotta be a thing that you gotta sing on, you know what I mean? And you got a smooth voice as well. So
Hey man, like it goes like time, you know? Like anything can be an inspiration, you know?
Yeah.
Like I can like just see like or hear a song or see like a movie,
yeah,
you know, and then like I'll just get inspired and then write on that, or like I'll just chill with another
another artist
or you know, and then like we'll talk, and then after talking like I'll just like learn as much as I can from you.
So here's the thing though, are you one of those guys who write music about women a lot? Like,
hey man, I write music about everything, but most of the time I write about the streets, bro, because like that's where I'm from. Like I write mostly about like 057, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm, like mm-hmm. Street issues, you know, politics, you know, drugs, falling victim to the streets.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
yeah. So like I want to be a kind of a beacon for my people in the streets. So like, yeah, my music I dedicated to them all, even to the ones that like trying to push and like trying to make it out.
Mm-hmm.
Like I put it on them to like
to make the things. Ah, I feel that, man. I got another question though. I know this is a little bit. Have you heard Donda?
Yeah, the album.
Yeah, the album.
Yeah, Kanye
by Kanye West, and you heard Certified Lover Boy by Drake.
Yeah.
Which between the two albums would you fall under the civil war between that's going between them? Are you team Drake or team Kanye?
Hey man, I've always been team Kanye from the start, from the jump. You know, like I like Drake. You know, I listen to Drake sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, but like me as being like a sound engineer and a producer, dog. Like I study, dog. Like I study the concept of the song that you're making,
mm-hmm,
the kind of beat that you did, the production of the song.
Yeah.
So like, when it comes to the production, give it to Kanye, bro. Coming to the marketing and the business side of it, give it to Kanye, dog. When it comes to
the creativeness,
the creative of the songs and like the songs he had to like dedicate to his like daughter, you know, wife, mm-hmm, and mom,
mm-hmm,
like the whole album, you know. Like,
I won't lie, I'll do the same moves Kanye did. I'll definitely get a Kardashian pregnant. Like, like, no problem. Yeah. Right here, right now. Like, who's not dating? Who's not married? Kim is married. Yeah. Chloe. I think Chloe might be available.
Yeah.
Bruce Jenner or Kylie? What's the other one? The one who turned from a man to a woman. He's
the dad.
Yeah, the dad.
He was a stepdad.
Yeah, but now
she's Rob.
He's transgender right now, so yeah, he's available. Yeah. Like.
I saw that. Like, I was like shocked.
Yeah.
He was like plastic surgery and shit like that.
Do you fuck with plastic surgery, my man?
Nah.
But you have tattoos.
Even on honeys, bro, I don't fuck with fake shit. Like
fake
boobs,
fake titties, fake titties, real titties, there's titties at the end of the day.
A little like facial, you know, I don't fuck with any of that.
Fake titties or real titties, man.
I think like the only non-human thing I can do is to go to the dentist and brush my teeth. Other than that, like going to go get plastic on my boobs and stuff. Nah, fuck that shit.
So you're telling me you won't fuck with a chick with braces on just because it's not natural, because she doesn't have naturally straight teeth.
Yeah, and that's just me. I don't think I've ever dated a girl with braces, bro. Not that like I'm.
But you wouldn't. But you wouldn't know after the braces came out, though. You wouldn't know.
No, like dog. I'm not gonna post it and be like, I don't date girls with braces. It's just that, like,
nah, braces girls are fun, bro. They have that kind of vibe, especially if she's cute. You know what I mean? Hey, put it down in the comment section if you guys like girls with braces. Cause I like, you're killing my vibe, yeah, my man. You're killing my vibe, bro.
Did you have braces?
Yeah, I had braces.
Yeah.
So, get back.
No, like, don't get me wrong. I remember like when I was like juvenile. Like I used to. What's this other one girl that I used to school with? Her name was Diana, and she was like Portuguese, and she had these little like cute braces on.
And, shit, you didn't even want it to name drop, bro. Whatever. Yeah,
hey, man.
Ooh, damn.
You know, so like, yeah, braces. Girls that have braces, man. Hey, man. But I'm not a fan of technical, enhanced humanoids. You know,
but that, like, braces is not that kind of thing. But anyway, my nigga, we just hit level one. Like, recently, like last night, actually. What are your plans for level one? Are you planning on performing? Have any performances lined up?
Currently, no. You know, but like, when it comes to like other business ventures, musically, I'm working on like my second tape.
Yeah,
it's called Before the 40.
All right.
So like, I'm kind of like going back in time before I dropped my mixtape that did good. So like, I'm in studio. I'm trying to get to studio for that, but I've been writing a lot. I've been, you know, working my ass off.
Yeah.
And then when it comes to other business ventures, where like I focused most of my time on,
yeah,
like, that's what keeps me busy.
That's what's keeping you going. That's actually dope. Like, we are like, me and Enzo, we got like projects. Like,
yeah, you know what I mean. That, like, you know what it's I mean? Yeah.
And it brings joy to my heart when I see other artists pushing, grinding, and also just getting shit done, getting work done. That's where we are right now. And I even tell people about it. Doesn't really matter about the views. Doesn't really matter about the money. Well, it does. It's a factor, but like, it doesn't matter. Just get the content done and get it out there, and then you'll see what people say about it, or what's gonna happen about it, and anything like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's where I am with all that kind of things. Yeah. Hopefully now with this whole level one shandies, there can be bigger shows.
It'll bounce back. Yeah, I feel like the country's about to bounce back on level one.
You know what I mean?
You know, so
I might even throw myself at an event as well.
Yeah.
But the sound for it.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So that's what's up.
Got the sound, so we can do a party. Right now, who would you say is the biggest in Balkan? I always like asking people like this question because I want to see where every other artist is.
Hey, man, I'm not going to lie. Like, locally, like, I am so outdated.
Dude, I'm the guy who makes the music, like, for these guys. I still don't even know.
I wouldn't even like tell you who's the latest kid that probably popped out of here. You know, like, I don't know like anything that's going on in the game right now. And now when I don't even go on social media. So like, when I do get the news, like, oh,
It's like by chance, bro. So respect to all the artists in Vacuum, like pushing, like respect to all like engineers, you know, like photographers, the model game, every game, you know.
Respect to that, my man. Respect to the word to that, man. I've also, speaking about the live things, man, I've done, oh, let me just, let me not put myself under the bus alone. Me and Enzo have done.
This guy.
But okay, me and Enzo have done questionable things when we did shows, especially we were touring a lot, like a year, 2 years ago. Like just so you, so like what you call air, clear out the air, make everyone feel comfortable. I'm gonna tell you the story of how I had to take a dump in the middle of a show. Right. So what I did was I was DJing, right?
Yeah.
And I have my controller, and we have the controller here. We still use the same controller, but I was DJing. And I needed to shit.
Badly.
So the mix was dope. People were dancing and everything. Yeah. So what I did was I took an extension cable for the controller.
Yeah.
Plugged it into my laptop, and then I went to the bathroom with the controller.
Yeah.
So as I was taking a shit, I had the controller on me.
Yeah.
I could still hear the music from where I am. So I'm mixing the songs while I'm taking a shit.
Yeah.
So now the owner of the club at that time came out over there, and like this is what people told me afterwards, like, yo, where's Ultra Lord? Like I don't the music is changing.
Yeah,
I don't see him over here.
Where is he? I'm just like, you see this?
Follow the cable.
Follow the cable.
Follow the cable, there he is.
Follow the cable, you find him. That was dope, dog. That was
those are the days.
Dope.
Those are the days. Those are the days. You know,
I didn't even realize I was outside taking a smoke. So as I walk in, everyone is like, "Dude, where's Ultra Lord?" I'm like, "Isn't he supposed to be playing?"
Taking a shit, bro.
So they're like, "Nah, bro. The music is changing, but we can't see him."
Yeah.
I take a look at the cable. I'm like, "Okay, he's taking a
shit."
You find the cable.
You find the nigga.
Well, that's so dope, bro.
Follow the cable. So I don't know. Do you have any crazy stories of like performing like that? Actually, I have a lot of stories I can tell about. There was even this other time where I got booked to perform at like when I was still studying at CUT.
Yeah.
And when I got there, okay, the people who booked me also didn't tell me what was going on, what show kind of show it is.
Yeah.
All they just told me is like, they're giving you cash. They want you to rap.
Yeah.
You do your thing.
That's it.
So when I rock up over there, there's like suits and ties kind of event, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like it's really fancy. And when I see, I think like the board of council or whatever like that is sitting there, and these like old women and like so I look at the guy over there who booked me, I'm like, what's going on? It's like, nah, just rap, they paid you, man. Just go do it. I'm like, all right, cool. And this is the song when I did drop Dream to Be Rich 1.
Oh.
Yeah.
So there's this one song on Dream to Be Rich 1 called Nigga Like Me.
Yeah, Nigga Like Me. Oh, don't tell me like the white people.
They're white people.
Oh, man.
So like I'm hyping up the crowd. This is what's the funniest part.
Yeah.
So that was like the song I knew could get people like bumping.
Yeah.
At that time. So, but I tried to avoid using that word as much as I could. But then I was like, fuck it. Give it up for a nigga like me. And then at that time, everyone was really hyped up and everything. And then it was like, whoa. Whoa.
Whoa.
And it was like, it went quiet. And I'm like, I looked at the guy who booked me. He's like, go on. Keep going. And I was like, God. Damn it.
I'm in a corner.
Shit. And I paid for this thing. I could even see the white people look at me like,
oh yeah, I can relate. I remember there was this it was like 3 or 4 years ago, and like we're performing. And then like this guy that I was performing with, he's not like really a rapper, but like he's kind of like a kid trying to pull up in the game and like
become a rapper.
And he was performing, right? And so he asked me like, "Come, dog, like come, like just like spit a few bars, for, you know, for the people." He wants me to perform with him, dog.
Yeah.
And then as soon as he got to on stage, and remember at that point I'm also on stage, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
He got booed off stage.
Ooh.
And like, hey bro, like,
ooh,
everything, there is no feeling like,
can't come back from that.
Yeah, it's like you wanna disappear, like you even go on like suicidal mode if that shit happens. So like he got booed off stage, started talking about his hand there on stage. I'm like, what are you doing, oh, bro?
That's implosion, right? Yeah, there. Like, could have just like,
yeah,
he ended it there. Yeah,
he pulled like some whack vibes on the song, bro.
Mm.
And then he went off stage, and that left me on stage. So I was like, damn, I have no other way but just wing it.
At least he warmed up the crowd.
Yeah, yeah. And then the crowd just went like,
yeah, yeah.
And like it was like, you know, and then I went out of the back like to go like give him a word of advice like. You just don't, you don't do that, like, you know, like,
mm.
This is like the music industry, you gotta like take it seriously, bro.
Mm.
And then went off.
For y'all it's easy, I got beggars thrown at me just one
time. Sorry, what?
Yeah, I got,
hold up, let me give my ends with them.
Yo, I got beggars thrown at me this one time. So I met this gig. Like, being a DJ is the hardest thing ever, you
yeah
know? Especially when you get called to an event and then they don't tell you like, we want you to play this type of music.
Yeah.
So I went there. As I get there, I'm looking up my house music, wabo.
Yeah.
Piano vibes and stuff. People are vibing. People are vibing. So you know the national anthem, Sister
yeah
Bettina. So I throw Sister Bettina, and then I put it back off.
Yeah.
People started screaming. Like, yeah, we want Sister Bettina.
Yeah.
For the whole 5 minutes, I kept playing that first part.
Yeah.
All right, Sister Bettina, then come back. People got pissed off, though. They're like, yeah, what? We paid you. I got cans of alcohol thrown at me.
We paid you.
I had to play that song.
Yeah.
Sister Bettina.
Like, I had yeah, to
you
play
have
that
to like rewind it, like,
relax.
Bring it back.
You know what? Let me just play it.
Oh, shit.
Music industry is hard, dog.
It's a hard one, bro. I'm not gonna
yeah
lie. It's a difficult one to make it in.
Yeah, but like, you know, man, like everything in life, like you have mistakes and like you have like it's just like a learning curve.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. So like for those people that are going through it, like don't get discouraged. Like just keep going on in whatever that you're doing.
True that. That's good word of advice. If you had to say, for instance, since your whole album's about jumping into a time machine, you had to go back. No, you laugh, but that's what you said, it was before yeah the 40. So like,
yeah,
if you had to go back and tell your younger self, give it.
It's actually like back. It is like a time machine, because like when I made Vision 4040, I just wanted people to go with me in the future.
Yeah.
So now I'm going back yeah in time, like before the 40.
Yeah.
So like, it's kind of like a time machine. Yeah.
Like a time capsule, man. I feel that. That's what I'm just saying. Like, what would you tell your younger self?
Hey man, I'm not the regret type. So like, my old self did well.
All
I'm
right
not gonna lie, he did well for himself. You know, what I can tell my everyday self is that don't stop.
Keep going. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I can tell myself, the present self. I
yeah
think that's the only person, you know, through it that I can have a word with. But mm-hmm my old self, I'm proud of my old self. Even when it came to mistakes, you know, when it came
no
to
regrets,
failure,
yeah,
success, I'm proud of myself.
I mean, I have that feeling too. Like, only thing I just wish is that if I knew the things I knew today,
yeah,
I knew younger, when I was younger, like when I was 10 years old.
Yeah.
How far do you think we would have
yeah
been by now? You know.
But not, besides that, you know, like you have those like opportunities that just went sour
mm
in the past.
True.
And then you're like, oh shit, if I had to do this, or if I did that,
mm,
you know, this would happen.
True.
Yeah, so I don't have any regrets, bro, because like all of that just taught me like
to be better. Yeah,
everything, like
a
journey,
yeah,
dog. Yeah, like it's like everything, let's say like you doing teaching and you doing a side job as a nurse, you know,
mm,
all of that like just accumulates to something bigger at the end.
Mm.
Yeah, so every hustle and every skill that you like
accumulate,
like it ends up to a whole nother ball game
yeah
on the other side.
Mm, mm, mm. I feel you, my man.
Yeah,
I regret sleeping with other women. I regret all the relationships.
Yo, this is a censored show. you can't be mentioned. Yo, we can't be mentioning that.
We're getting tired now.
I don't know. Those are the regrets.
But like, even when it comes to like female, like personal life, or like you know. Mm-hmm. You know, baby mama drama, or like the drama that comes with women, I don't regret every inch of it, because
it's what made you
it,
man.
Just accumulated to the wisdom that I have today.
So do you have any celebrity crushes, since we're talking about women? Who would you say your celebrity crushes?
Like I say, I'm not like too much on like social media.
I'm getting Enzo turned. Whoa,
I don't have one.
I don't like
I also don't have one. I'm not gonna
well,
lie.
I'm like, I do have one. Actually, it's not one, it's actually three.
Who's your celebrity crush then?
Three of them. It's Nicki Minaj, it's Cardi B, it's Megan Thee Stallion.
This nigga likes girls with fake
asses. You know what I mean?
He likes girls
like
with
I said.
No, man, no like, offense, Nicki Minaj or Cardi B fans or anything like that. I'm just stating the obvious, you know what I mean? We all
like, best. No, like I have like respective crushes, you know, like just to pay respect to you, you
Sorry,
know. I respect our female artists. All right,
cool.
But like, when it comes to like dating or
and so have you seen my keys, brother? But am I, are they in your trinket, bro?
No, they probably are. But yeah, back to celebrity crushes. Just open the gate for the homeboy, man. Celebrity crushes. I don't have celebrity crushes.
Yeah.
Or let me just say, South Africans aren't at that point where, like, I don't know, like everyone knows like the Bonangs.
And yeah.
Those. I personally don't know them. Yeah. But like, for me personally, I don't even follow them on whatever they're doing. But then like, it seems like it's a thing where people are always on the whole celebrity crush tip, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But one thing that taught me this this last while is just like I'm not on that woman tip anymore. I'm just like on that chill tip, but like, be focused and getting yourself all like mentally ready and mentally happy and everything like that for you to better yourself in the future, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
because at the end of the day, you don't know who's going to be there for you, and like you only can be there for
and
yourself.
That's one thing, like that's keeping me alive.
Yeah,
because like when I wake up in the morning, like there's just something to do.
Yeah,
like, there's always something to do, you
true
know?
True,
like,
pose it.
Oh,
yeah. Peace, how you doing, my man? Welcome to the daily calendar, man. We just had peace just rocking over here. That's how crazy.
You guys are live.
We're live.
But anyway, so that's the whole thing about like women. And I'm just telling like about the gents and everything like that. Like, especially guys who are up and coming businessmen, up and coming. Yeah. Entrepreneurs, multi-million, multi-award winning artists and everything like that. Never let women get you, like, in between you and where the
your
bag
success.
Is, you know what
Not
I mean?
Not even like homeboys, bro. Not even like, don't let anybody come in
exactly.
between the business. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. You gotta rather sacrifice that than sacrifice your future. That's what I'm gonna say. Guys, we get a round of applause for that. That's some deep shit. That's some deep ass shit right there. That's some deep shit. So that's what I'm just saying. Like, you know, it's Friday, but like every third person and their mama's looking for
you. You said you're gay. That's why niggas are calling left, right. They want a piece of that, bro.
Yeah. I don't even know what to say about that one.
Yeah.
No, but actually, no, I was just saying that like the whole fucking gay thing is that like I can't if we had to get like a party or chillas right now.
Yeah.
I cannot get women like right now.
Yeah.
But if you need niggas, I can get you 30 niggas.
Hey, man, but
right here, right?
Got, like you got 30 niggas with a plan. That's like
No. I have 30 niggas without the plan. that's the problem. But I can get you 30 niggas.
Like now.
Right now. Yeah, like right now. every 2 minutes.
Hey, man, that's deep. Hey, man, you need some, like, you know, intervention, dog.
It's not me. It's the place where I stay. They're just like, that's why I keep saying there's no woman in this area. But that's fine because it's keeping me focused. You know what I mean? I'm focused.
Yeah.
It's healthy. It's healthy and everything like that. West, Billy Grahams. What do we call you actually? What's your stage name now?
Billy Grahams. That's the stage name I started with. That's the stage name I'm gonna die with, bro.
Oh, where? Why did you choose West in the first time? In the first place,
anyway. Hey man, I've been in the game for so long, bro. Like when people, I was like a kid, like what, 8th grade, 13 years old when I was West. I mean, you remember, bro.
I remember. I'll be like, yeah, I know, but the people don't know. So yeah. Why? Like that's what I want to know the reason for the why.
How that name came to being, I remember it was like my first day. I was in the 8th grade.
Yeah, right?
And then like those days were like the days of like the lockdowns, you know, like Kanye West lockdown, the song. And the
lockdown, love,
808 heartbreaks, yeah. And graduation, yeah. Those were like, you know, Kanye back in his prime,
yeah.
And, like, so like I always like jammed to him and like always like, you know.
So like West came from like Kanye West.
Yeah, West came from that.
Uh-huh.
You know.
That's so unoriginal.
I know.
I was expecting something I was expecting something, dude, more. That's like
I was a boy. I was like young, naive.
Oh, yeah.
And then like the real business came when I was like established. And now as Billy Grahams.
Billy Grahams.
That's the name I'm going to live by, die by.
And what does Billy Grahams mean? What does that stand for you?
Billy Grahams has originality to it.
Okay.
Because like back like 2016, 2017, I used to like move weight. So
when you say weight, what do you mean? Like I'm a bit ignorant of kind of things. So what do you mean by when you said you had to move weight? Like actual weights?
Like no, like weight, yeah. You know what?
Yeah, you were just slinging weight. Were you slinging that dope,
you
bro?
Know what? Let's just say weight.
Were you a dope boy back in the day? Alright.
Trying to like soften diet myself now.
Yeah, because you know, everything in the internet lives forever, my man.
Yeah. But yeah, that's where the name came from. And then at the commune where I was staying, like a whole lot of bunch of niggas would come and buy.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't just only come and buy, they would come and jam to the beats, and then they would also buy the beats.
Mm.
So they were like, and the amount of projects I would do per day.
Oh yeah.
They were like Billy, you know?
Oh yeah.
That's where the Billy comes from. Like,
would you ever go back projects? To like college life, man? I don't know, are we too old to be talking like reminiscing
I'm
about
not even
the past like
talk
that.
Talk about that, like I hate being institutionalized.
Yeah.
So when it comes to like school, bro, like I've accomplished a whole lot doing like online shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then like literally wasting my time going to school.
Yeah, we're in the online world, like, right now. Yeah.
Seeing like, you know, annoying faces that you don't want to see, or like people that just like, you know,
mm-hmm.
like just basically when you go to school, I feel like you're just inviting pain and pleasure, bro.
I feel you.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
I feel you.
Yeah.
We're at the last minute for our show. Would you like to give any shout outs to anybody that you know?
Hey man, I would like to give a shout out to ANC.
Shout out.
Yeah.
Shout
for
out.
Our lockdown. Level
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
And then I would like to send a shout out to Volcom Artists, you know. To keep pushing. Keep like putting
shout out to work. Diana too, for your braces ass face.
I don't remember where Diana is, bro. Like she probably doesn't know me anymore. But I remember her because of the braces.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, as a kid, like seeing metal on people's faces, like what is that? Oh, those are braces.
They're so straight, you know what I mean? Tees, so, man. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I remembered her. I remembered her because she was the girl that has shits on her teeth.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh yeah. I would like to send a shout out to my moms. Hi mom, I'm on TV. I would like to send a shout out to you know, them homies back in the V.
Oh yeah, man. Well, like I said, this is the final minutes of the show. I want to just appreciate everybody who has stuck around with us until the whole 45 minutes. I just want to remind you that this show was sponsored by Anchor and DistroKid. Links in the description if you want to get yourself a 7% discount on DistroKid. Also, remember to hit that like and subscribe button if you're enjoying content like this. Guys, I'll check you out next time on the Daily Calendar with the Ultra Lord. This is Billy Grahams, and I'm signing out. Peace.